أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما، آمين يا رب العالمين. Inshallah, we're going to cover ayat 48 to 50 of Surah Al-Ma'idah today. We're going to start off with the word meanings first, inshallah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ayah 48. Wa and anzalna, we revealed. Anzal, sent down or revealed. Na is the suffix and it's the pronoun and it means we. So we sent down ili to ga you, meaning Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al kitab. Al means the. Kitab, book. Bi, with. Al, the. Haqwa, truth. Musaddiqan, one confirming or verifying. Li, for. Ma, that which. Baina, between. Yadei, hands, two hands. He, his. And anything that's between someone's two hands is in front of them, before them, right? So this is a phrase that's used in Arabic to say something that is before someone. So musaddiqan, one confirming. Lima, for that which. Baina yadayhi, before it or before him. Min, from. Al-kitab, the book. Wa, and. Muhaiminan, one guarding or protecting. Alay, upon. He, it. Fahkum, hukm is the root word here. Hakama, which means to judge. Fa, then, or so. Uhkum, judge or decide. Baina, between. Hum, them. Be, with. Ma, what. Anzala, he sent down or he revealed. Allahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa, and. La, do not. Tattabi'a, you follow. Taba'a means to follow. Ta in the beginning means you. So tattabi'a, you follow. Ahwa'a, desires. Hum, theirs. Amma, on, from. Ma, what. So this is a compound word and the noon is taken out when we combine the two words an and ma. So an, from. Ma, what. Ja'aka, ja'a, it came. Ka, to you. Min, from. Al-haq, the truth. Li kullin, li, for. Kullin, all or every. Ja'alna, ja'al, made. Na, we. Minkum, min, from. Kum, all of you. Shir'atan, a law. Wa, and. Minhaja, a clear way. Wa, and. Lo, if. Sha'a, he willed. Allahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laja'alakum. The short la, lam fatha, means surely. Okay, it's not lam alif la, because that would mean not. So lam alif la means not, and lam fatha, the short la without the alif, means definitely or surely. So la, surely. Ja'ala, he made. Kum, all of you. So, and in this case, it means la ja'alakum, surely he would have made all of you, ummatan, a community or a nation, an ummah, wahida, one, or single, walakin, but, liyabluwakum, li, so that, yabluwa, he tests, kum, all of you, fi, in, ma, what, atakum, ata, he gave, kum, all of you, fastabiku, fa, so, istabiku, you all race or compete. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing a lot of people because this command, this verb ends in waw alif. Okay, so he's telling all of us, fastabiku, so you all raise al khayrat. Al means the and khayr means good. Khayrat is plural and it means good deeds. Ila, to, only to, because it comes before the word Allah, so only towards Allahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, marji'ukum. Raja'a means to return. Marji'u, return, kum, yours, jami'an, all together. Fa yunabbi'ukum. Fa, then, yunabbi'u, he will clearly explain. Naba'a is the root word, and that means news, special news. Yunabbi'u, he will give special news. He will clearly explain kum to all of you. So, fa yunabbi'ukum, then he will make clear to all of you. Bima, be with, ma what? Kuntum. Kun means to be. So, kun were, or are, tum, all of you, fi, in, he, it, takhtalifun, you all differ. Wa, and, an, that, uhkum, judge, or decide, baina, between, hum, them, be, with, ma, what, anzala, he sent down, or he revealed, Allahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa, and, la, do not, tattabi'a, you follow. Taba'a means to follow, ta in the beginning means you. So, tattabi'a, you follow, ahwa'ahum, ahwa'a, desires, hum, theirs. Wahdharhum, wa, and, ihdhar, be cautious. Or beware, hum, of them, an, that, yaftinuka. Yaftinu comes from the word fitna, that's the root word here, and fitna means a trial. Ya, in the beginning, tells us this word is in the third person, and this word is actually yaftinuna, before we add the suffix ka. Okay, it would have been yaftinuna. They put you in trial, okay? But we drop the noon fatha in the end and we add the suffix ga to make it mean you. So yaftinuna, yaftinu, they put in trial ga you an about or from ba'adi, some, ma, what, anzala, he sent down or he revealed, Allahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilayka, ilay, towards, ga, you. Fa, so, in, if, tawallo, they turned away. Fa'alam, fa, then, i'alam, no, annama, indeed, or not, but, yuridu, he wants, Allahu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an, that, yusiba, he reaches or he afflicts whom? Them. So, yusibahum means he reaches them with difficulty, meaning he afflicts them. Bibaldi, be because of. Baldi, some. Dhunubi, this is plural for the word dhamb, which means a sin. So, dhunubi, sins, him, theirs, wa and inna, indeed, kathiran, many, min, from, annasi, the mankind, or people, la fasikun, la, short lam fatah, la again, meaning surely, fasik means somebody who is defiantly disobedient. An una ending makes this word plural. So la fasikun, surely ones who cross the limits, ones who disobey. A, do. So the a at the beginning of the word fahukma is used to ask a question. A, do, fa, then, hukma, judgment. Al-jahiliya, al means the, and jahiliya, ignorance, or pre-Islamic era. Yabuguna, they seek. Wa and man, who, ahsanu, is better. Hasan means good, and ahsan means better. Min, then, Allahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hukman, in judgment. Li qawmin, li for, qawmin, a people or nation, yuqinun, they believe with certainty, or they firmly believe with conviction. Alhamdulillah. Now we're going to start the tafsir of these ayat, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق and we revealed to you O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم this book with the truth. We learned already about the other books that were sent down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Torah and the Injil. So we learned about those two books. Now this book that's mentioned is the Quran, and it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the truth. This book is the truth, that's for sure. There's no doubt about that, and that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi min al-kitab. It confirms whatever has remained intact in the scriptures which came before it. This means that the Quran verifies the truth in the Torah and the Injil. Through the Quran, we can figure out which parts of the Torah and Injil were preserved in their original form that are the truth. And we can tell them apart from other parts that were written afterwards by people, the things that were not sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since the Quran has been preserved in its original form and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to preserve it till the end of time, we can check to see what parts of the other books are the same as the Quran. And those parts that are the same as the Quran are the truth, because the Quran has never been changed. The other books were changed by people. A lot of things were added to them. So we can confirm through the Quran which parts of the Torah and the Injil are the actual truth and what parts were changed or added later on by people. If there's anything in those books that goes against what the Quran says, we don't believe that part. That's not the truth. It means that it's been added afterwards by people. But as for the things in those books that are according to the Quran, we confirm that they are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe all the things from their books that the Quran verifies. Okay? As Muslims, we believe everything in their books that is the same as in the Quran. Okay? And the things that are different are the ones we don't believe Because that means they were added by people afterwards. Because the Quran is in its original form. So, besides either believing in the things that are the same as the Quran and the things that are different from the Quran we don't believe in, there are other things in those books too that are neither the truth nor falsehood. So we remain quiet about them. We can't say that those things are true or false. Okay, we don't know. We do have the permission to quote Israeli narrations also. وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ And it is one that safeguards it. So we have the original version of the book, the Quran, exactly as it was sent. The other books were distorted. They were changed by people. So now that we have the original book, we look towards it and compare to check what parts of the former books are wrong to see what was added by people to those books. Whatever parts of those books are different from the Quran, we know those parts were either added or changed by people. The Quran is the latest, the complete version from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it helps us figure out all the things that were added to the former books when we compare them to the Quran. That's how it protects the truth and protects the truth in those books also. The Quran is the criterion for distinguishing the truth from falsehood, and it restores whatever was lost of the former books. For example, the ayah about qisas that says an eye for an eye and an ear for an ear. If it's not in their book anymore, that ayah, the Quran told us in ayah number 45 that this was a part of their book before. Okay? فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ So judge between them according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's revelations. Before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said in ayah number 47, وَلْيَحْكُمْ أَهْلُ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ And the people who follow the Injil should judge by the law which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down in it. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Muslims to judge between people according to the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to guide by, the laws of the Quran, whenever people went to him for judgment. That's what he had to do. It didn't matter who the people were, Muslims or non-Muslims. He had to judge according to it. The words Anzalallah tell us that the book was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before that too, the words Bima Anzalallah were used so many times. So these revelations are surely from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Ikramah radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, when he used to open the Quran to recite it, he used to start crying and he used to say, These are the words of my Lord. Subhanallah, he loved the words of the Quran because they were the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since the Quran was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's name is connected to it. It's His words, subhanallah. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ And do not yield to their vain desires, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَمَّا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْحَقَّ Diverging from the truth which has come to you. The Quran is the truth and it has come to you. So do not follow anyone's desires. And of course, this doesn't mean that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to follow other people's vain desires. Na'udhu billah. He wouldn't have done that. So Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him not to do that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to convey this message to all of us, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah. So we know as his ummah that we cannot follow other people's desires after the truth has come to us. He told his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this, and it applies to all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to know this because there are so many times in life when we have to choose between following the truth that contains the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or following what other people want us to do or following their ways, the things they're attracted to. Even today, Muslims like the way other people do things, even though those things are against the haqq, the truth that has come to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many Muslims are so much into celebrating Christmas, and they're just so fascinated by it. They bring Christmas trees home and do whatever they can to celebrate, to try to act like the Christians. Even though we already learned in Surah Al-Baqarah that the Christians will never be pleased with you until you follow their ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not follow their vain desires. And that goes for us too. This is a warning for all of us. He is speaking to each one of us, telling us not to follow their ways or to do what they want us to do, which is to just live freely, be free without any rules or any ethics. They do many immoral, indecent things that Islam forbids. Even the way they dress is totally against Islam. It's like living in a godless society, and they want us to be the same way. But just think about it. If we do the same thing as them, why would our end be any different from theirs? Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the Bani Israel too. They were his people, and they are his beloved Rasul, Musa alayhi salam's ummah. And Musa alayhi salam was Kalimullah. That's the title he had because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually spoke to him. And the Bani Israel are his ummah. So they were very special. He loved them. And because of the things they did, he called them the Maghdubi alayhim. So how can anyone who follows their ways doing the same things they did make that person Allah's beloved? Okay, because those are the things that led to them being called Maghdubi alayhim. So why would we be the beloved people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we're following their ways? It would not lead to blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are included with the people we follow. We become a part of them. So we cannot follow their vain desires. We have the haqq. We have the truth. We all have this book, the Quran, and we are sure that not even a word of it has been changed. In fact, not even a letter has been added or subtracted from it. The Quran is so authentic. So it's a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have it preserved in its original form with the actual words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can we prefer the ways of other people and try to copy them? It doesn't make sense for us to do that. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. We have ordained a law and a way of life for each of you, for each Ummah. Each Ummah was given the Sharia, the religious law, and the Minhaj, a clear way that taught people how to follow the law. A methodology, that's what Minhaj is. Some say that the Sharia means the book, and the Minhaj means the messenger telling people about the book. So for us, the Sharia is the Quran and the Minhaj is the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave laws for each Ummah and he told them the way to follow those laws. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, He could have made all of you a single nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of Adam alayhi salam with the Quran, right at the beginning, and the whole world could have followed the same deen. Of course, the deen from him has always been Islam, but the whole world, everyone, would have been following the rules of the Quran in that case, if he had sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of Adam alayhi salam, in the beginning. They could have all been one ummah. وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ. But he willed otherwise in order to test you in what he has given you. The basic message of Tawheed, or belief in one Allah, has always been the same. But the way they did things was different for each Ummah. Like every Ummah was prescribed a different number of prayers. Fasting was different for every Ummah. And the branches were different from each other in some ways. That was because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test people. He wanted to test people to see what they would do, if they would follow the next prophet who would come to them or not. Also, to test them to see if they practiced their religion according to the ways that were taught by the prophet who was sent to them, if they would follow him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent different orders and different rules according to the times people were living in, according to their situation. And this law, the Quran, is final. If it was given to people 5,000 years ago, maybe they would not have even understood it, because humans took time to evolve in their intellect and understanding of things. So the final message, the Quran, was sent when people have gotten to a certain stage, like a certain level of understanding. There's so much wisdom in the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did this. If he wanted, he could have made all the people the same from day one. But he tests us. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Therefore, try to excel one another in good deeds. This is what we should do. Instead of disputing over the differences or picking out faults in others, we should be focused on doing good deeds. We should compete with each other to do good, to try to get ahead. That's a whole different level than someone who just does a good deed at their own pace. We're told to race fast, to try to outdo each other in good deeds. Look towards our companions and try to get even farther ahead of them in good deeds. That's what istibaq means. Instead of just going at our own pace, we should be raising each other, trying to do more than our companions when it comes to good deeds. Try to get ahead. Imagine competing in a race in which people are running. they all try to beat each other. They try to be the fastest, to try to get ahead and beat everyone else. But instead of trying to beat others who are ahead of us, we start looking at people who are far behind us when it comes to deen. And we think we're fine just the way we are, because we think we're better than them. Although we should never compare ourselves to people who are way in the back when it comes to doing good deeds. Look at the ones who are far ahead, who have gotten so far, done so much, and try to compete with them. That's the only way we can speed up and do more ourselves. We can't tell ourselves that we're okay just because we see someone who is way behind us. Allahu Akbar. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to look at those who are in a worse situation than ourselves when it comes to worldly life, when it comes to worldly things. That perspective makes us more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings He has granted us. So we feel like our situation is better than many others, because it makes us realize that we are better off than so many other people when it comes to worldly things. That's how we should look at it. Okay, look at the people who are worse, in a worse situation than us, who are being tested, going through more difficulties than us. Okay, so we can be thankful. But when it comes to deen, when it comes to Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to look at people who are better than us. Okay, so we can try and get ahead. When we look at people who are better than ourselves, when it comes to practicing Islam and doing good deeds, that helps us speed up. And that motivates us to try harder and get ahead. إِلَلَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Ultimately, you all shall return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that we will all return to Him. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. Then He will show you the truth of those matters in which you dispute. There are so many matters that can't be resolved here in this life. They just can't be. There will always be problems or differences that arise between people, and people will dispute about things. They'll argue, but we have to focus on doing good deeds instead of disputing with others. There are people who will never admit that you're right, no matter what. Okay, even if you prove your point and you state the haqq, they will not admit that you're right. Okay, even if they are clearly wrong. So there's no need to waste time arguing with them. It's no use. It's good if we use our time to do good deeds instead. Just arguing with others will not get us anywhere. It won't help. One day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make clear the things people were arguing about when we return to Him. So just wait for that time. وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. And that, decide between them according to the law which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. This is being emphasized again, and it's a reminder for all of us that we must judge according to the book. We must follow the Quran for guidance. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And do not follow their vain desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats that because He wants us to know how important it is. He's emphasizing it. He says this to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam here in this ayah. But this is a message for all of us, all the Muslims, that we can't just follow other people, thinking it's okay to do whatever everyone else is doing. We have to follow the rules of the Quran. In that time, they wanted Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be a little bit more flexible. and compromise with them. The Jews told him that they would follow him if he listened to them regarding certain matters, or if he judged according to what they wanted about certain things. They said that they would believe that he was the prophet if he did that. But he couldn't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says not to follow their desires. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that they don't follow their deen. And they're mawdub, meaning they have earned the wrath of Allah. He is really upset with them. He's angry with them. So why would we want to follow them? Because if we do, how can we hope to end up differently or in a different condition than them on the Day of Judgment? Vahdharhum, and beware of them. Why should we beware of them? Because there are some people who we can't respond to, since they would try to harm us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to be cautious of them. In that time, this was how the Jews were. Samma'una lil-kadhib, that we studied already, and how they changed the book, the religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to be cautious of them. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims were not capable of making the Jews reform themselves and change their deceptive ways. So they were told to beware of them. There's a lesson for us in all this. When dealing with people who spread evil, you can't win sometimes. You just can't. If you cut off from them, they try to harm you. And if you stay connected to them, they'll harm you then as well, because they're just evil. So we should be careful when dealing with people like that. وَحْذَرْهُمْ أَنْ يَفْتِنُوكَ, and beware of them, that they put you in trial. Regarding what? بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ, about some of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to you. They would tempt you away from a part of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to you. That's what he warned Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of, that they may try to influence him. That's how shaitan does his work. He influences people through others like that, through others who lead them away from deen gradually. This happens when people spend time with them and listen to the things they say. They're influenced. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says not to let your guard down when you're around them. Be careful. Don't listen to everything they say. If we apply this to ourselves, there are people around us too who just aim to lead you away from deen when you want to practice. They create doubts and say things to confuse you about Islam, where you can't even figure out if you're doing the right thing or not. So we should be careful around such people. All throughout our lives, we have to beware of them. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, then, if they turn away, if they are upset with you and reject your judgment, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ, then know that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wish to scourge them for some of their sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if they don't listen to you and they don't accept Islam or follow your religious law or accept what it says or the judgment you give, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reach them with difficulty. They deserve it because they basically turned away from him when they did that. And otherwise too, they turned their faces away from him. So when they turned their faces away, they thought they chose to do it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them do it because he wanted them to be caught up in difficulties. Since they did not intend to believe, and they tried to mislead other people too. And of course, it was very unfortunate that they had the Messenger of Allah around them, but they could not benefit from his presence. They were too busy doing evil things and plotting instead of paying attention to him and learning from him to do things the right way. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ لَفَاسِقُونَ And indeed, most of the people are transgressors. This isn't just about the Jews. This is a universal thing, that most of the people are sinful. They disobey. They cross the limits. They rebel against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They transgress the limits. They only do what they feel like doing, what they want to do. They say that they don't care about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered them to do. So many of the people are like that. They are fasiqun. They don't want to be dictated about what to do and how to live their lives. They don't want to follow rules about what to eat and what not to eat, what to wear or not, and when to wake up, make wudu and pray. They don't want to do anything that they don't enjoy doing or anything that requires hard work. They don't want to do it. They just want to follow their desires. They do things when they want, and they don't follow the rules when they don't feel like doing what they're told to. That means they're basically worshipping their nafs, doing what their heart desires. They are not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't want to listen to anyone's orders. They don't want to hear it. Not even orders that the Quran gives, which are the orders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn from this ayah that the majority of people are transgressors. They cross the limits. So that should not be our criteria for judging if we should do something or not. Just because everyone seems to be doing something does not mean it's right. Don't do things just because everyone else is doing it. The Quran says that the majority of people are fasiqun. So why would we want to follow the majority? We should remember this when we think about doing anything wrong just because everyone around us is doing it. Most of the people disobey, and they do it because they feel like they would be restricted if they followed the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They just want to follow their vain desires. But we should keep in mind that this life is very short. Just obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this short life. Time passes so fast here. Listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here and please Him. Then He'll grant you whatever your heart desires in your eternal life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you whatever you want in Jannah. And all you're going to have to do there is just say kun, which means be. And it will be. It will happen right away. Whatever you feel like eating or drinking will appear right away. If you want to go somewhere, you'll get there instantly. Whatever you want to do will happen when you want it to, right away. Subhanallah. Jannah is a place where people get everything they desire. Not in this life. This is not the place where people's desires can be fulfilled. This life is a test. In Jannah, all your dreams will come true. Isn't that so nice? That just by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this short lifespan, people will get whatever they want in Jannah. Everything they want in their lives that will last forever. Because life there will never end. Doesn't that make sense? That we should work for that life? How we live this life determines if we get to that beautiful place or not. Why would anyone want to do what they want here in this short lifespan, to be imprisoned forever in the hereafter? And if we want Jannah there, we don't even have to be imprisoned here to get there in the end. We don't have to go through anything like that. We just have to follow Allah's rules. Only someone who thinks Allah's rules are a burden feel like they're imprisoned when they obey Him here in life. They just want to do what they're not allowed to do. They cross the limits, He said, because they can't tolerate living within the boundaries. But for someone who wants to follow the rules given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who wants to stay within the limits of Allah, obeying Him is not burdensome. That person does not feel like he's being restricted. They're happy to stay within the boundaries set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they don't think it's a problem. They're happy that way to follow His rules. So we learn that the majority of people are fasiqun. They sin and cross the limits. If we look around in society, we would learn that this is the truth. This is what really happens. There aren't too many people who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ. Then do they wish to be judged by the laws of ignorance, the pre-Islamic era? This is what they basically mean when they reject the divine law given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks them if they still like the ways of the Jahiliyyah, the judgment of the pre-Islamic time, the time of ignorance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave people Islam. He taught them the ways of doing everything. He gave them the judgment of Islam, the orders of Islam to follow. That's why it was sent. All these orders are from Him. So what do you prefer to follow? What do you like? The ways of ignorance? The un-Islamic ways? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people then. And when we think of the Jahiliyyah, we think about the pre-Islamic time only, right? But even today, there is Jahiliyyah around. Anything that is not according to Islam is Jahiliyyah. Anything that contradicts Islam is Jahiliyyah. So we should ask ourselves, do I like to follow others instead of the ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed me to follow? And being educated does not mean that someone is not jahil or ignorant. No matter what degree someone has and how educated they may be, they are ignorant if they can't recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they don't recognize His greatness and don't like His rules, they are ignorant. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is surprised by the way they act, and He asks them, do you still like the ways of ignorance? Imagine giving someone something very valuable, but that person doesn't care for it, and they take something useless instead. You'd be shocked, right? And you would say, what? You like this over that? Because you would expect them to value what's more valuable, to choose that. So how can we compare man-made laws or man-made ways or judgments that are passed according to human intellect to those of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules? There's no way a human can think of the best laws compared to the Rabb, the creator, the sustainer, the disposer of all affairs. He is Dhul Jalal. He is Alim, the one with all the knowledge about everything. He is all wise. He has wisdom about everything. He is Khabir. He is all aware. And He is Rahman and Rahim. He is most merciful to you. And He is Al-Wadud. He loves you so much. And He is the one who gave us these rules. How can we think about leaving His rules to follow the ways of the people? People who don't like to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules in their lives are basically choosing to follow other people. They don't like to follow Islamic laws when it comes to eating, the way they dress, their relationships, and all their matters. But when an order of Islam benefits them, when it's according to their desires, they choose to follow it. If they only do what Islam orders when they like a certain rule, they're worshipping their nafs. They're treating their nafs like God. They do what they like. They're not being servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that case. They're not acting like an abd of Allah would act. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, do they like the judgment of Jahiliyyah? Not having knowledge is Jahiliyyah. And then there are people who have studied all the subjects to seek worldly knowledge, but they are ignorant when it comes to learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules and implementing them. That is Jahiliyyah too. We should learn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Asma'ul Husna. We should study them, His attributes, His beautiful names, to recognize how great He is. And once we recognize Him, we value the laws He gave because they're from Him. That is why we need to seek knowledge. And then we would be sure, without any doubt, that His laws are the best for us. That's why the next thing mentioned here is وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا. And who is a better judge than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whose judgment can be better than His? But not everyone would say this. لِقَوْمٍ يُقِنُونَ, for those who believe in Him with certainty. Only people who firmly believe, who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with certainty, say this, okay, that nobody can judge better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they believe and say that my Lord is the one who is all wise. He is the one who protects everything. That's my Lord. He is the one who knows بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ, what is in front of them and behind them, and what is above them and below them. He knows everything. Nobody else does. He knows بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, the secrets of the hearts. He knows those secrets too. Nobody has more ilm or knowledge than Him. Nobody hears better than Him. Nobody sees better than He does. He is all aware of everything. And nobody loves me more than him. We should remember that. So whose judgment can be better than his? These are things only people who believe with conviction would say. Others refuse to follow his rules. They prefer the ways of the jahiliyyah. And that is the majority of the people who do that. So we should think about what we would say. Would we say, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا? Meaning, who can be better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in judgment? Would we say this in all our matters, in all aspects of life? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided something for me. So of course I'm going to accept it. He is the one who will tell me what I have to do and what not to do. I like the judgment he gave because he cares for me and he is my master. Can anyone care about me more than him? He wants the best for me. So of course I'm going to listen to him. Sometimes we tell people that nobody can care for them more than us, right? Especially mothers, when we speak to our children, we say, can anyone care for you more than your mother? Can anyone else want the best for you and not your mom? Right? Because we want them to know that whatever we're doing or saying is for their best. But a child may disagree that his or her mother is trying to do what's best for him or her because they don't know. Okay, they don't know the wisdom in whatever she's doing. They're not old enough to understand. They're not wise enough yet. So imagine a young child. He may feel that his mom is not so caring just because she wakes him up early in the morning and gets him ready to send him to school. The child thinks his mom is being cruel, that she tells him to study too afterwards, when he just wants to play games and have fun. But the mother says, can anyone care for you more? She's doing all those things because she wants the best for her child. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us here in the same way. That do they still prefer the ways of ignorance when guidance has come to them? And can anybody be a better judge than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those who believe in him with certainty? That's what he's asking us. He cares for us so much. He is trying to make us realize that nobody can look out for us more than him. Nobody can make better decisions than him for us. Why would anyone like the decisions other people make for them compared to the decisions made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They are best for us. But not everyone understands this. It's not possible for them to understand. But people who firmly believe do understand that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us in the people who say this with conviction, confidently, in all their matters. Whenever we hear an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we understand it or not, we should say, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا? And who is better in judgment than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we're able to do that, it means that we are God lovers. If we're not able to say that, we don't truly believe that his decisions are best for us. Because if we do think they're the best, we clearly say that nobody's rules can be better than the rules He gave us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us believe this with certainty, so that we are sure, without any doubt, that we believe this 100%. Only then we can remain steadfast. Even if everyone keeps telling us about other ways of doing things and wants us to do things a different way. Even if they tell us about the trends and about what's in these days, what everyone else is doing, we shouldn't care. It shouldn't matter, because we should say, I'm fine with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for me. And there's no need to look for other ways to do things. I like the rules Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. That is what people who firmly believe would say. And that is what they believe with all their heart. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us with them. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم آمين يا رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته